Triple U. Nobody does
it
better.
It is 8:28 a.m. and hope you're having a lovely morning. It's welcome then to our next guest, our next lead candidate from Ward 2, Gemma Tribe from Vincentia. Gemma, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Gemma, it is lovely to have you with us. I also wish to acknowledge that Gemma is one of three candidates for the directly elected mayor role. But this morning we're focusing on more general issues. Chance Hallin will interview Gemma and the other two candidates for mayor on 2UU on Thursday morning, the 5th of September. So Gemma, let's start with a bit of background. What do you do and why are you hoping to rejoin council after a break?
I started out my career as a journalist just over 20 years ago, and I was drawn to that because I just really like helping people. I like telling their stories and getting things done for them. And I guess was exposed to politics through that and interviewing local leaders and that sort of thing. And I became a bit frustrated with the leadership and just wanted to be involved. And I ended up working for Jo Gash when she was the federal member, and got to learn and eventually be on council from 2012 to 2016. And from there, I finished an MBA. I ran my own business, worked for a couple of large not-for-profits, led the business chamber for 6 years as the president, and for the last 3 years have run a charity called the Nowra Community Food Store, a social enterprise. And through my interactions again with council and wearing those hats, I became a bit frustrated with the way things were going. I can see the challenges that are there, and felt that we need a group of business but community-minded people to get in there and help tackle some of those issues.
So with that in mind, with that view in mind, what do you believe are the key issues?
What do I believe? I'm having trouble hearing you, Colin.
And I'm sorry, Gemma, I understand that we have a bit of crackle in our line, but I understand the listeners can hear it well, so I will repeat the question. What do you believe are the key issues?
The key issues. Well, obviously the financial challenges are the elephant in the room at the moment for council. So the $25 to $35 million structural deficit that's being forecast will no doubt be a big issue going forward. And I think if you'd asked me 10 years ago what my vision was for council, it probably would have been very different today. But reading the room, I can see that it's not time for those grand plans. It's about getting back to basics and getting the fundamentals right first so that we can move forward into our bright future. As I hold my coffee with the candidates from Berry to Boy Point and Dornoch, it's those basic issues that people tell me they're struggling with the most that aren't being done, the block drains, the weeds grown so high it makes it look like no one owns the place. The roads busting up their tyres and all of those basic things. Particularly when I door knock around places like Dolphin Point, Warragee, in my area here in Bayswood, people are on smaller blocks, which is the way I guess housing is going, and they need a green bin, and they would love that FOGO style green bin, food organic, green organic, waste matter, to be not filling up their red bins and filling up the tip, but also not getting washed out and blocking drains and exasperating those issues even further. So it's about getting those basics right first.
And those basics, some of them cost money. I think the long run on FOGO is that it actually can save money, which is one of the reasons the state government's been pushing it. But Shoalhaven Council, much as we don't, none of us like a rates bill in the mail once every quarter, but relatively speaking, Shoalhaven City Council rates are low compared to other councils of a similar size. There are necessary things to be done. That costs money, though. How do we manage that balance?
I would hope that we could find efficiencies. And I know the council has started that process. It's a standing agenda item, looking at those business reviews. I struggle with the process. I understand why it's being drip-fed this way, but I do struggle with not being able to consider things on balance, and I think others do too. You're constantly looking for the fortnightly business papers to see the one thing that will be put forward and allow one person for or against to make a deputation on it. I would prefer just finish the business reviews in each area and put a business case forward to the community of here is our plan, our costage plan, itemised, on how we intend to plug the $35 million black hole and put that out for proper consultation. And that will no doubt include efficiencies, potentially a restructure, hopefully not rates. The community said loud and clear that they wanted council to get its own house in order first, and hopefully those efficiencies can be found without doing that.
I think people would say, yes, get your house in order, but is it not given, as I say, Shoal Haven Council, according to the Office of Local Government stats I've read, does have relatively low rates compared to other similar councils. Is it a bit pie in the sky to say there'll be no rates increases beyond inflation?
I don't know that anyone can promise that there won't be. I think from what I'm hearing from independent experts, the situation could even be worse than we think. So there'll be a lot of forensic examination of the finances, and as I said, hopefully it doesn't come to that. I'm also acutely aware that we have quite a low average income in the region, so we might have, you know, relatively low rates. But if you look at like on the Move to More campaign on RAI's website, they're saying the average income for a person in Nowra is $38,000 a year. And so I think we need to keep that in mind as well.
It is inevitably a balance, isn't it, Gemma? Going to your group, what do you think makes your group different from the other groups on council or running for council?
Yeah. Well, obviously, the first thing is we're independent. So we're not a registered political party. And we don't answer to any political parties. We're not preferencing anyone. We are standalone, and we are each have our own individual views that everyone's welcome to have, because we're not part of a political party that's telling people how to vote or how to think. So I think that's the first thing. The second is that we fresh faces in a lot of ways, a young, dynamic, passionate team. And I've tried to pick people who have significant business, leadership, governance and community experience, who are deeply embedded in their communities and really have a heart for the community.
Going on to some of the issues, planning and population growth have, I understand, been big issues in Ward 2, particularly proposed development on the former Anglican Church site in Huskisson and at Kalala. What's Team Tribe's approach to these issues?
Like anything, it's a balance, isn't it? And I do prefer the going up instead of out approach. I think there's opportunities in Nowra to explore, whether it's through public-private partnerships and chop-top housing and providing accommodation that's close to facilities and enhances the life of the CBD without imposing on our outlying villages that are, in many cases, sensitive areas of significance. So that would be, I guess, my approach going forward.
I guess there'll be plenty of time to talk about that as well as an ongoing way. It's not just the increasing population that's driving housing unaffordability, but the lack of low-cost housing is becoming increasingly serious, and you've already highlighted the low incomes of a lot of people in the area. Given the limits of local government, what do you want to do to help lower housing costs for people in the Shoal Haven?
It's a great question, because typically it's not the jurisdiction of local government. It's state and federal issues, and I'm a big believer that we do need, that council has its own challenges that we need to sort out, so that we're not a burden on people. If we're not helping ourselves, then we're only going to make it worse for them. But in saying that, I think we have a role to play in in helping rather than hindering those strategies as well as they roll out. And there are strategies underway to increase the number of low-cost housing supply, and council will play a big role in ensuring that we can not hold things up at the DA process for years and years, as we're seeing now, but can help make that process smoother and support people faster.
Gemma, as we bring our discussion to a close, is there any thing you'd like to leave listeners to think about as they consider their vote?
I guess just to say that there is, as we're getting to the pointy end of this, we've got pre-poll opening on the 7th of September, election day the 14th. We're getting to the pointy end. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and I would just ask that people go to the source and really educate themselves and really think about who they want representing them going forward, and make an educated choice.
That sounds pretty reasonable to me. Gemma Tribe is the lead candidate for Team Tribe Independence in Ward 2. Gemma is also the candidate for Mayor. Thanks, Gemma, for your time this morning. It's much appreciated.
Thanks so much, Cole. See ya.
Thank you. We'll have a bit of music. We'll be back in a moment.